At first, there's nothing. A bright, blank nothing. Then, a spaceship appears, seemingly out of nowhere, carrying the night sky with it. A darkness full of stars, shiny and twinkling, surrounds the spaceship like a protective bubble as it approaches Earth. Whoosh. Wobble wobble. Screech. Thump. The spaceship lands. The night it carries with it spreads. It's nighttime now across all of Earth. Out of the spaceship topples a gaggle of aliens, all looking exactly the same. They all break into pairs, except one particular alien who looks slightly the same but also exactly different from all the other aliens. This particular alien isn't paired with anyone. The aliens survey the new planet they've landed on under the cover of night. "Please find out about the Earth creatures," says the first alien to the alien who looks slightly different than all the other aliens. "Humans," says the second alien, pointing at a bird that happens to be flying overhead at that exact moment. "Yes, humans," says the third alien, pointing to a tuft of grass on the ground. "Take your time, really, take as much time as you need," says the fourth alien, fiddling with a device that emits a soft bipping sound from its antenna. Bip, bip, bip. The alien who looks slightly the same and exactly different from all the other aliens surveys the planet and finally speaks. "So, you're leaving me here all alone?" asks the slightly different alien. "Well, we will check on you in case you mess anything up," says the fifth alien in response. "Okay," says the slightly different alien, not reassured by that response at all. The sixth alien's device starts faintly bipping as well. "Can we go already?" says the sixth alien, already bored of this planet. And so, all the aliens except for the slightly similar but exactly different alien pile back into the spaceship, two by two, leaving the slightly different alien alone to find out about the Earth creatures. "Humans," the alien recalls the other aliens calling them. Vroosh. The spaceship lifts off, taking the night sky with it, stars and darkness and all, as it disappears into the daylight. The alien, left behind, watches it go. "Everyone's an Alien When You're an Alien Too," a book by Jomny Sun. A single lone bee flies by, looks up, and smiles. The alien begins walking around and almost immediately sees a tree with a head full of nice leaves standing all by itself out in the open. "Hello, are you an Earth creature?" the alien asks, gently placing a hand on the tree's bark. "Yes," says the tree. The alien nods and walks away, satisfied. "I have met a human," the alien says. The alien walks for a long, desolate period of time and suddenly sees something small and moving slowly on the ground, only a little bit bigger than a tuft of grass. It's a snail. The alien doesn't know what a snail is, so the alien kneels down and shouts, "Tell me about yourself," excitedly at the small human. The snail looks up, pauses for just a moment, and says, "Oh, gee, well, nobody has ever asked me about myself. Well, I guess everybody tells me I am too small and too slow to make a difference in this world, but I'm making a difference in my own world, and I hope that is enough." The alien ponders this and leaves the snail to continue making a difference in the snail's own world. The alien keeps walking along when suddenly screaming is heard in the distance. The alien looks up and sees an enormous bear. Then a large group of small humans runs past the alien, away from the bear, in terror. Falling behind last in the group is a flower, who is stuck in the ground and can't actually run away at all, and chooses to simply tremble at the bear instead. Falling behind second last is a turtle, who screams, "Run! Run as fast as you can! Faster! Save yourselves! Leave me behind and save yourselves!" A worm, a hedgehog, and a number of bees and birds who make up the rest of the group do exactly that. "Run! R-U-N! Run!" screams one particular bee. The alien, however, disregards the bee's warning and simply regards the bear instead. Aside from being incredibly big, the bear is not doing anything threatening, the alien notices. In fact, the bear is kind of just standing there. "Wow, you are big," the alien says, walking up to the bear. "Are you gonna run screaming from me then?" asks the bear, in a way that's more a statement than a question. "No," the alien responds, opting to poke the bear instead. "Oh, thank you," the bear says, surprised, but also grateful. The alien walks away from the bear, and a little while later, stumbles across a dog. The alien crouches down to say hi to the dog, when the dog says a joyful but indecipherable word, one that can roughly be written as the symbol of a heart.